before we start, Milwaukee.
Oh, Milwaukee!
Are you ready?
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Move to the music, baby. Music, move it to the music.
What up, Milwaukee? Welcome to Monday Night Rollins.
Yes! Delete! Yes! Delete! Yes! Delete! Yes!
Move to the music, baby.
There's the guitar riff I've been waiting for.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States
of the Americas. And I am joined, as always, by a man of many names. I don't know. You pick one. I like them all. He's had many. Let me just hold on a second here. Before we tell everybody who you are, they already know who you are. Listen, before we even started this podcasting thing, he was already the guy with the most motherfucking names he was called by, okay? It was goddamn ridiculous. Anyway, of these times, he is known as an inebriator in the era in which it is awesome. And indeed, he is a scientist. That's a fact, Jack. Please welcome none other than the man, the myth, the legend. It is him. It is DPP.
DPP, Thunder Dan, the architect. The awesome one, whatever you want to call me today.
I like Dippy. It.
Dippy. Okay, that one's out.
Oh, maybe that one was just behind his back.
Oh, son of a bitch. I finally figured out what was happening all those years.
I don't know. I don't even think that was. Should have called you the captain.
What was that?
Fucking rum you've drank over the years.
Shit.
But how were we to know that back in high school?
Wouldn't have known. Now we do.
No. No, very much so. Hey, well, let's start the show off with what you drinking.
Drink it in, man. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Pour my beer down the sink. I got more in the trunk. Fuck you.
So lately I've been drinking Celebration from Sierra Nevada. Their 2019 batch this year is absolutely spectacular. But I came home and I had one and it was absolutely delicious, but I'm a little hopped out at the moment, so I switched over to a nice grapefruit White Claw.
Maybe. The old White Claws.
Left over from the Christmas party. What you gonna do but drink them? White Claw. Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws. Unless you're behind the wheel. Don't drink and drive. Drink a podcast. This is the DWI podcast. EP, what the fuck you drinking?
I don't know why you're Captain? Not doing like commercials or...
Bitch.
Or what do you call me, Captain Bitch? Captain Bitch.
Aye, aye.
Aye, aye, Captain Bitch.
No, Mr. Scientist, sir, what are you drinking this evening?
Actually, it is a beer, but it's root style.
Oh. Oh, there you go.
Just a root beer right now.
Which one?
A&W, actually.
Okay.
Just A&W.
You're on a quest. Now, you want to talk about it?
We can talk
about quest.
It. We can talk about it.
All right. Bring the music. Take the music down. Big music down. That's what you're drinking. We'll finish this story, musicless. We're time to get serious, damn it. We're talking about a serious thing here. A man and his go-to drink.
Do you think
drink.
Serious for a moment?
If I can be serious for a minute.
Yeah. Thanks, Lance. Son of a bitch. And I mean that the best possible way. First, tell everybody what I mean. What number episode is this?
The Dosey Dose?
Yeah,
two?
No, it's no.
It's almost the Chuck Woolery.
Yeah,
That's not how you say that.
No?
I think it's dose, dose.
Oh, okay. That was close.
212. Yeah. 212. Anyway, so DP's looking to get off of drinking Captain and diet, or Captain and Coke, or whatever the fuck he drinks with his Captain.
Just as long as I get rid of Captain.
He doesn't love it anymore. Maybe he just doesn't drink it all the time. Maybe, you know, once every other month or something like that.
We have a.
But you're looking for a new drink. So what have you been experimenting with?
Well, I've worked in the switch over to vodka, actually, because I think it's the spiced rum is what doesn't do it for me anymore. I think it's destroying my stomach too much, and we can't do it. And I'm not a fan of the Bacardi or any of the other rums, really. It's just not, they don't really do it for me. So switched over to vodka, trying a couple different styles. Did the vodka water with the, you know, the splash of lime or lemon, and did some vodka and Sprite. And one of our lovely longtime bartenders found me a drink that's Mandarin. Also like Mandarin Absolute. So it's a little bit
Absolute Mandarin.
Yep.
That's how you would say that.
That's how you would say that. That's
how so when you go places, that's how you will say that.
Well, the problem is most places don't have that, which sucks because I've been asking.
You'll say, I'll have an Absolute Mandarin, and that's how you will order that, Mr. Scientist.
Okay. Well, that's how you would order it.
Imagine I'm always with you. Isn't that scary?
There we go. Yikes.
I love it. You should have seen the faces to accompany the yikes. It's priceless. It's okay. It's not. I'm not even offended though. The shit that DP and I have been through. So go ahead, finish your story. I'm gonna shut up and watch DeSean Jackson at the goal line to try and take the lead in the fourth quarter with about 5 minutes left. The pitch is fumbled and he's out of bounds and they're back at the five and it's gonna be second and goal. DP, what are you drinking? Hurry up! These guys are at the
goal. So I'm at the Mandarin Vodka or what's that?
We're taking time.
So, no, I'm not taking my time. We're just going to
hurry up.
We got fast, no, slow, stretch. You didn't give me the sign. So whether or not they
take it for every
whether or not they have the Mandarin vodka or Absolute Mandarin, I'll either drink that or just regular vodka is fine. But that with some pineapple juice and a little splash of Sprite on the top is fucking delightful. So I have a shout out to Becky, one of our longtime bartenders over here in our local area, who came up with that one for me. Yeah, that Becky. It's
Becky Two Drinks, they call her. Becky Two
Drinks. Becky Two Drinks.
Yeah, Becky Two Drinks. We'll play with you, Becky Two Drinks. All right, well, that might be the name of this podcast, UWI Podcast number 212, Becky Two Drinks.
I'd work with the 2-1-2.
Oh, man. Well, touchdown Texans. They take the lead. I think they're going for two to go up three. No, we'll see what Josh Allen's made of down the stretch of this podcast. DP, let's let everybody know what's happening this week on episode 212 of the podcast known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting. Well, it's the
big show. So I feel like it should be the Bills show sheet. Since we're watching the Bills.
Well, the Texans. I mean, Sean Watson, what he's made of right there. He's a little Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure on the little guitar, air guitar on the field. All right, this week on the DWI podcast, I just pulled a few topics out of my ass as far as the WWE Raw and SmackDown go as we move into Royal Rumble. You know, DP and I are well aware of Wrestle Kingdom 14. We're really excited to see what happens, the relationship that could be building between them and AEW. We're well aware of what's going on over in AEW as they're moving towards their next pay-per-view here in January. But we want to just talk Raw and SmackDown this week. There might be some sprinkles of NXT in there, but I think our next episode we'll dedicate a little bit more to NXT and where we think they're going in that direction. So this week, pulled a few topics out of my ass after I got home from work today. Got a drink. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about Rollins and AOP being together. What's the future look like for them? How do we like Seth Rollins being a heel now? Who's going to face Brock Lesnar at Royal Rumble?
That's something I want to ask DP right there. Brief thoughts on Daniel Bryan versus Bray Wyatt versus The Fiend again. What's going to happen with Corbin and Roman Reigns, who came back to help Roman at the end of SmackDown this week? Dual question here. In 2020, who's going to break out for WWE, and who could be better used? And then we're just going to give some quick glimpses into the Royal Rumble. And last call, oh, man, I don't know. I think it's going to be kind of psychedelic, man. Don't get caught by the mayor of Slamtown is all I'm going to say. DBP, do me a favor and ring the bell. Okay. This week, I want to talk about a man who you have shared a nickname with in the past. DP, Seth Rollins is now joined by two of the baddest men on the planet as far as the WWE universe goes. The AOP are just two legit-looking dudes with legit backgrounds. What are your thoughts on this pairing?
I love it. I mean, it's way better than when he had the Stooges with him and he didn't really have anybody to back him up as far as wrestling went. He's got two guys that can he can just have people, you know, do his bidding and just go beat the shit out of people left and right. It's, I mean, he was always awesome as a heel. I thought he was the best when he was a heel. And he just always seems more comfortable that way. And I think these three guys together can just wreak havoc, which is awesome. Because the AOP, you've seen what they've done in their tag team matches and stuff before when they were in NXT. It's a great spot for them. I think, much better than what they were doing with him on the main roster before I remember if it was Akam or Rezar got hurt, but this is going to be a much better fit for them. I think they'll get a little more comfortable. They have somebody there that can show them the ropes, and it's good things for everybody, I think.
I think with the right planning and booking, you could set this up where the three of these gentlemen walk out of WrestleMania with gold. I think that they could write that storyline because I don't see the transition. And we'll talk about it shortly of Seth Rollins having a title match at Royal Rumble. I can more or less see him paying off the storyline with like Kevin Owens or something like that. And Joe, maybe a 3-on-2 handicap match or something like that. I don't know. I do like heel Seth Rollins better instantly. I think he's more important, first and foremost, and he's more entertaining, in my opinion. I don't enjoy him as a face unless it's under the right circumstances, and I guess those circumstances are in a group, apparently. But since the Shield isn't reuniting anytime soon, and I'm not asking for it, unless it's the Shield, with Juliet, Oscar, Romeo, Delta, what's A? God damn it,
Alpha.
Alpha. It's like easy. And then Jordan. Yeah. Unless it's that Shield. But I like where they're going with it. Where do you see them with titles, et cetera, et cetera? I mean,
I think it's going to be a little while for Rollins just because of what they got going on there. I mean, he's kind of set up a couple feuds, right? He's got Kevin Owens. He got kind of Mysterio. They could drag that out for a while and get him past WrestleMania without even having a title match. But I think the AOP are due. I think having them behind him with the tag titles would be pretty awesome. Maybe around WrestleMania. Probably not before WrestleMania, but maybe at WrestleMania. Some kind of big match there would be kind of fun.
I kind of thought they were going to give the United States... I've seen that coming.
Yeah.
Pre-show. We accounted for that. That was the female. Not that the male's any better. As Buffalo is driving to end this game, to kick a possible game tying field goal or a game winning touchdown with just under 3 minutes to go. I think they're getting inside the Texans. Ooh. 30. Man, right, playoff there. Football. I love it. I absolutely love it. This weekend and next weekend are just two of my favorites. And man, if we don't have to wait till all the way till the end of next weekend to watch the Packer game. So I guess that's a good thing. I'm to be sad if they lose and not want to watch the rest of the weekend. So
still, I don't know. I'd rather just have them play and be done with it. Yeah, be happy or sad at the beginning, be done with it.
I suppose. I have to work on Saturday till 5, so I'm glad they're not playing the first game. That's all I have.
There you go.
So, well, let's move on to it then. We don't think Rollins is getting a title shot in the near future. We're hoping for AOP to be working at getting that tag team gold. We think that would look good on him. Maybe United States Championship. I know that's where I was going. I know he had a shot with that, and he ended up not winning it. But what do we see for Brock Lesnar? We talk about that championship being over on Raw, the WWE Championship. He's going to have an opponent at Royal Rumble, from what I hear. And who do we think that opponent's going to be? Kevin Owens? Could be Seth Rollins. I mean, who else is out there? Kane Velasquez maybe comes back and gets another title shot, you know, a shot at Lesnar. What do you see?
That's how sad it is, I guess, right? I can't even pick one. You know, I can't pick somebody that's going to get that title match. I mean, everybody else seems to be in a storyline. You know, Randy Orton and AJ Styles are going to, I don't know if they're going to wrestle at Royal Rumble or are they going to wait till WrestleMania?
Do we get a triple threat on Monday between Seth, Joe, and KO, and AOP interferes, so Seth wins, and then, you know, whatever. They cost them the shot, and then there's a triple threat again at Fast Break or whatever the, you know, Quick Lane is, or Jiffy Lube for Mania. And, yeah, whatever. You meant what I know.
Well, that was Quaker State.
Yeah, I could just see them dragging it out between these three. These are three of the most over guys. I love the way Joe came back, where he was unannounced, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you're like, wow, he's going to get physical, and now he's back. So I thought that was a perfect way to transition him back in while we're still talking about this storyline. I don't know. Do you see KO or Joe ending up having a shot, is what I'm asking you?
I could see KO getting the shot. I mean, especially if they're going to drag out his feud with Rollins. I could see him giving it to somebody like even give it to Ricochet or something, just to, you know, see him get tossed around for a while. The fact that there's nobody really in line for this this title shot with Lesnar means that it's basically going to be a throwaway. He's not going to get beat. So why not give it to somebody like that, like Ricochet? I like Kevin Owens in there. Samoa Joe might be too soon, just because it's just, he's a potential guy that could beat him, I would think, but he's not there yet as a babyface.
Raw takes place at the Chesapeake Energy Arena in Oklahoma City. Excuse me. Shout out. Let's take a swing. Drink for the working man. Shout out to Steve Austin and Broken Skull Sessions. Undertaker was way better than Goldberg. All around. That's just the all over statement for the most part. I guess Goldberg had more definition. Goldberg was good. I'm not trying to get Goldberg mad. Right? I'm just going to stop.
Sorry. What are you doing over there?
Shut the fuck up. Oh, I'm in a mood today. Oh, I will not apologize for that, though.
Son of a bitch.
Podcasting. All swearing is legal. Okay. Chesapeake Energy Arena. Goldberg and Undertaker aside. Oklahoma City. This is the local advertisements. Advertisements, whatever you want to say. The return of the champion, Brock Lesnar. Owens versus Rollins with the AOP. Becky and Charlotte versus the Kabuki Warriors. I don't know if the title's on the line. Viking Raiders, Street Profits, OC, in a triple threat match for the tag team championships. Mysterio versus Andrade, who is your current United States champion, and one fiance, two, none other than Charlotte. So what do you think about that? Are we going to get the whole WWE thing where Ric Flair is walking Charlotte down the aisle?
Oh, please. I hope we don't.
Yeah, then there's Rick. Told you. Yeah, that was going to go. And Rusev, Bobby Lashley, Liv Morgan, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what we're looking at for Raw as we get one step closer to the Royal Rumble, which, much like Rick Laranis was the gatekeeper, or was he the key holder, or the what was he?
He was the keymaster.
The keymaster. Okay. Much like Royal Rumble is the keymaster to the road to WrestleMania, we are on the road to WrestleMania. Just one more interchange and left over here at the lights, and then we'll be on that road. So I don't know. I like Royal Rumble better than any other pay-per-view.
I know it's your favorite. I know it's your favorite.
What's it? No, it's not your favorite.
That's not my, I know it's your favorite. It's not my, well, it's up there. I like it because I like it for the surprises, to see who's going to come out and do some weird shit. And
what's your favorite pay-per-view?
Do I have to have one? I don't know. I don't really have one.
It's fine. It's the Royal Rumble. Let's just move on.
All right, then.
I mean, what else? You can't, like, that isn't wrong, is it?
That's my favorite? I don't know if it's wrong or right. I don't have a favorite. Okay,
you can only watch one WWE pay-per-view.
I'd watch WrestleMania.
Fuck, well, that doesn't make it your favorite either. I get it. Okay, you know what? Let's just move on. We're getting nowhere. We're getting absolutely nowhere, folks. Watch the Buffalo Bills against the Houston Texans.
Baby, 4th and 23?
Fourth and 27.
You must be ahead of me. They're showing us
they're showing the kicker with 54-yard pregame kick. And right now, it would be a 59-yard field goal. I would kick the 59-yard field goal. I think you're more likely to make that over a 4th and 27. Right now, you're just looking for a pass interference.
Right.
That, or completing something over the middle of the field about 20 yards from the line of scrimmage, hoping you get that, you know, extra 7 yards. Right now, it's looking like Houston Texans, although Bills have 3 timeouts left. Welcome to the DWI podcast / the delayed live recorded play-by-play of the Houston Texans hosting the Buffalo Bills in the NFL play. I'm fine. I've been playing NBA 2K. Yeah, we're going to have to watch this play, folks. So you're just going to have to bear with
it. Yeah, you're going to be ahead of me, though. You're going to be ahead of me.
Sack. This game could possibly be over without a defense.
End of the game?
It could be. We'll let you know at some point soon. I think right now would be a perfect transition if we, you know, use the little help.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
First, coming off of there, I want to say head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot and get yourself a t-shirt. Make yourself look cool when you go to wrestling events. You know, be the one with the cool wrestling website, The Chair Shot, and shout it out. Let us know on Twitter. You can find us at Podcast DWI. You can find me at PC Tunney. You can find him at It's Me DPP. We're all over the Twitter. Check out thechairshot.com as well for all the breaking stories, results, opinions, analysis, and podcasts. Head over to thechairshot.com and head over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. DP, I got to play it. Once upon a time, there were 4 gentlemen who, even though they were from 3 separate podcasts, they thoroughly enjoyed each other's company during major WWE pay-per-views. And I'm here to announce, with 99% certainty, that Dave Unger, DPP, PC Tunney, and old Slap Nuts himself, Kitty Killer,
with possible guest appearance by Greg DeMarco, Andrew Belaz, Christopher Platt, Big Rick, Patrick O'Dowd, among others, if possible. We'll see. We're going to bust out all the stops that we can. But mainly, we're going to have the man, the myth, the legend, Kenny Killa, the Sunday Segway podcast, back with myself and DP, the DWI podcast, back along with Big Dave from the Attitude of Regression podcast. And just to end this right here, well, more to come on that. That'll be available Royal Rumble weekend before the Royal Rumble, and it'll be basically a Royal Rumble preview show. Shout out to Bandwagon Nerds on thechairshot.com. Patrick O'Dowd, Big Dave Unger, and Big Rick from the Weekly Blitz podcast, a very good sports, basically NFL and NCAA football podcast. But Bandwagon Nerds, they're touching on some really cool stuff. Everything pop culture, nerd culture, movies, comics, video games, everything that you can imagine, they've been all over it. So head over to thechairshot.com. I know they're going to be talking about 80s movies soon. I know I was on there for a guest spot on The Rise of Skywalker. So check out what they're doing. They're doing a really good job. Head over to thechairshot.com and check out Pod is War, if you can do me a favor. Greg DeMarco has got a few shows over there. He's got the Greg DeMarco Show with Patrick O'Dowd. Check out Hashtag Miranda Show. We also got the Wednesday Night Wars Show with Brittany and Nicole, I believe, and Greg DeMarco. There's the Wrestling Badlands podcast. Attitude of Aggression shows up on there once in a while. We got the Reaction Show. There's tons of stuff, DP. Just head over to thechairshot.com. Right? That's Amber. Just finish it for me.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Thanks, Kriba. All right, DP. Let's stick with Royal Rumble. Daniel Bryan versus The Fiend, Bray Wyatt. What are you expecting here? This has got to be a blow-off to this storyline. Is there any way Daniel Bryan walks out of here with the title? And, man, can we ever just get rid of this red fucking light?
God. Well, I figured they're going to come up with the blue light for being on SmackDown, you know, so we get rid of the red and go to blue.
I thought you were going to say it was at Kmart. It was going to be a blue light special or something.
That'd be a better match. Have it in the aisles of Kmart, if there even is any. But I like the thing that's just tough. We talked about this a while ago. Like, they gave the title to The Fiend so fast, you know, you caught yourself in a little bit of a corner because you really don't want to have him lose yet. Oh, what the hell happened there? I bet you there was still a drink left for Mr. PC Tunney, and he's going to come back and be very happy. Here he comes. And then after that, now that he has a title, what do you do with it? All these matches that seem like really great matches, but can you have him lose it? See, I feel like the only way you can, at this point, now that they've kind of introduced Bray Wyatt as his own character, is he'd be the one that would have to lose it, I would think. To have this finally end, you know, something to have something change with this whole Fiend character. So if he's wrestling actually the Fiend, I don't think there's a chance Daniel Bryan wins this thing. If he's wrestling Bray Wyatt, maybe they have him taken away somehow, but it just doesn't seem like a big enough moment for him to win it would be here at Royal Rumble. What would be the payoff here for the Fiend if he loses, and where do you go with him after that then? You know, you can't.
All right, sorry, folks, because, oh, my goodness, what the fuck is going on over here? Back to this NFL game.
God damn it.
They stopped the 3-and-out with the timeouts, and then they get the ball back, and Josh Allen's running down the field. He gets all the way to midfield. He's wrapped up, and he pitches the ball for no fucking reason. And then the guy dives and swats it out of bounds intentionally, so there's a flag. So yeah. I'm guessing, well, here we go. She just held onto the ball. They would have had it at the 50 with a minute left. No timeouts. They could have downed it. What do we got? 10-yard penalty from there? Something like that. Spot, we'll right? keep you in.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. From the spot of the batting.
They had a chance.
Probably back at like seven.
Yeah, if you would have just fell down on it, they could have easily got up and, you know, spiked it or whatever.
Well, with the guy batting it away, it wasn't bad because there was a bunch of people around. But why would you pitch the ball? 50, like, just take the tackle. You've got first and 10 at the 50. You spike the ball, and you have just under a minute left.
Well,
you'd still have 50 yards. Seconds. I guess they only lost 3 yards on it, so no big deal.
Still, that's dangerous.
Complete,
dangerous Maverick.
Out of bounds.
No catch. No catch. All right. I'm not a fan of what Bray Wyatt's doing with the mask on. I actually wish he would just wrestle as his character from the Firefly Funhouse. I think that would be hilarious. And just have moments of rage in the ring with his gloves, but whatever. As far as him with the mask, I think the coolest way to put him over would be if The Undertaker caused him to lose the title at Royal Rumble, and that ended up them being Taker's last match at WrestleMania, losing to The Fiend. I think that'd be the coolest way to put him over. I think that'd be a cool way for The Undertaker to retire. Although, who knows if he's going to retire or not, or who knows if he's going to wrestle again. So, I mean, I would imagine he would.
At this point, I figure why not.
Who knows? Who? I don't know. Let's move over to SmackDown. And let's talk about Baron Corbin and Roman Reigns. Now, this evening, Roman ended up in a sticky situation, being handcuffed to the ropes. But the return of the Usos, DP, the Usos are back.
It's not paranoia. It's the Usos.
And what a great boost back into that tag team division on SmackDown. It's already a really decent tag team division, and we're going to get to that in Last Call this evening. But it's nice to see the Usos back. I'd love to see them and Roman work together in some form or fashion, be connected, etc.
We talked about that a while back, about trying to get like the family, you know, thing together or something like that. That would be really awesome. You always know I'm a big fan of factions and stuff like that. So though that one would be really cool. They always keep kind of teasing it a bit. And, you know, if they officially did it, that would be kind of nice to see.
Definitely. What do you see for Baron Corbin as we move forward here? I mean, does he at some point get a title shot at a major pay-per-view? Is he going to have a championship run at some point? Where do you see him going? Because honestly, I think he's done a really good job as a heel. I think at some point you're just going to have to find out whether or not he can sink or swim with the title. You can always turn around and drop it at some point. You know, you're on TV every week.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be the downtime between WrestleMania and SummerSlam there, those couple months where they don't really have much, would be the chance for him to take it and see what he can do.
All right, let's do it this way. Let's do it this way.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Yes or no, will Baron Corbin have a WWE heavyweight or Universal Championship title run? My answer is yes. Please give me your answer and finish your thought.
Yeah, brother.
All right.
Wow, that's.
Wait, you want me to finish?
I thought you'd finish your opinion, man.
Well, you know. That's
there you go. You want me to finish your opinion?
Your opinion, man.
Finish the Your Opinion Man segment.
Oh, okay. It's over. Finish your opinion, man.
It's always one oh. Quick answer for my opinion.
So he's something on this show.
I'm the same with you on that. They have to. He's been doing very well as a heel. I think he's been great. He's been getting over, and now is the time. You know, he's had a couple matches. I think he's had a match with Rollins on at a pay per view for the title, but that's about it. You know, it was kind of a throwaway one, but. I think you got to do it. You got to pull the trigger. Now's the time. This is when he's, you know, basically peaking. You know, he's at kind of his best for his character, and he's comfortable with it. You got to give him the title sooner than later if you're going to do it, and let him see what he can do. And they had big plans for him when they came out of NXT, and he kind of just fell apart. You know, he's a big guy, you know, big character, but.
Let's talk about Dolph Ziggler for a minute, because I really like what he's doing as being Corbin's right-hand man, right? They still feel like they're on the same level, but Ziggler's got Corbin's back. Ziggler has an interest in Corbin succeeding for some reason, right? I see him on Twitter as Nick Nemeth, and I'm like, what a perfect way if he wanted to actually rebrand himself. Pick whether we want to still be a heel or you want to go back and be a face or you just want to fucking figure it out when you rebrand it, but you know, run it out through WrestleMania, or maybe find it with what you're doing now, because I like what they're doing. Maybe he screws Corbin over and he becomes a champion again. I'd love to see something like that. But I think him coming back as Nick Nemeth, people know that name and know him, and pick a fucking new song. Just pick one. Just pick a song. Just pick one song and beat it, that song. Take a whole fucking week off. Pull the pages out of your daily planner and just pull 7 days out in a row. And like, know that that gap in there is for you to just pick a fucking song. That's what the gap in your daily planner, in your monthly planner with the days in it. You know, it's overall, it's monthly. It could be for the whole fucking year, but there's days in it. So it's a daily planner. And for 7 days, there's no sheets in there. Because, Dolph, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to pick a new fucking song. And then you got to stay with it. No new iteration, just one. Let the people get used to it, okay? Pick one.
I feel like Jim Johnson just pick has to song. Make it, just make a song and just start playing it. When he doesn't know, he just has to walk out there and deal with it.
We're done talking about this. Let's talk about 2020, DP. I mean, Barbara, that she's a genius.
This is 2020. This is 2020. This is 2020. I'm Barbara Walters, and this is 2020.
DP, 2020, two questions for you. One, who will be the breakout star for WWE and Raw or SmackDown in 2020? Someone that's not up there, someone that's up there that you think it's time to raise themselves to another level? And who in 2020 could definitely be used better as far as character or maybe boosting a title, et cetera, et cetera. 2020. This is 2020. Let me start.
I'm Barbara Wawa.
You're Barbara Wawa. This is 2020. give it up to Barbara Walters, though, you know? She always makes people cry in those interviews. Anyway. I think they definitely could use the revival better. I think they need a long-term run, right? Maybe a big WrestleMania tag team win and then run it all the way through SummerSlam. Let them have those great matches, right? Let them show off their character in between with these other tag teams, because I think the revival could even run face if they needed them to, whichever, you know, side of the gamut they want to put them on, because a lot of what's going to happen here too is going to happen after WrestleMania. So we're looking... what's going to happen at the next mix-up, the draft after WrestleMania, which is going to be huge because we're coming off some actual stability on what we're going to do moving forward. So I would really love to see the revival get locked in and be a WWE tag team for the rest of their viable careers and become stars, because I think they can play both sides. So that's my pick on who could be used better in 2020.
Oh, man, there's so many people that could be using better. They're all starting to leave. Well, not all starting to leave, but that's a tough one. I felt like a lot of guys that they kept bringing up just, you know, weren't being used. I guess for me, and Strowman seems like he hasn't been doing much all year, really kind of just fell off, and they haven't given him the, you know, we kept thinking he was going to be the next guy and having a title run and everything. And he's turned into kind of more of just the sideshow, you know, like the Big Show was, you know, towards the end of his career, where it just comes out to do something cool. And then that's it, you know, just to show off he's a big, strong dude.
Without all the title reigns, though.
Right. Right.
I mean, albeit they weren't the longest of reigns, all of them, but still, he had a lot of title reigns.
He did. So I guess I would probably give him that. I think Bobby Lashley is another one for the Raw side that just got into this god-awful story that they're doing right now. And before that was just being poorly used. They tried to make him a, you know, baby face and it wasn't working. They tried to make him a goofy heel with Leo Rush as his sidekick and it just wasn't working. And he just doesn't seem like he's got his character, you know, figured out, I guess, and it's unfortunate because he's such a great wrestler and he's a big fucking dude and they could do some great things with him, but they just haven't been able to figure it out.
Here's a little honorable mention for me, and I want to kick it over to the women's side for better usage. Fire and Desire, if they're going to keep Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville together as a tag team, I'd love to see them get a run. I think it would totally legitimize both of them in having a singles title run on either brand when they eventually split up. Otherwise, split them up and go let them do that, right? And Nikki Cross. Nikki Cross deserves to at least win the title at a pay-per-view and carry it to at least the next pay-per-view. And if you want to ever be a transitional, go ahead. But I think you are really underestimating the popularity you could have with Nikki Cross if you just play your cards right. I think the way she works, her look, maybe you find a way to get her over a little bit more on the microphone, doing something else. She picks up a new gimmick, but Nikki Cross right there. And as I speak, Steven Hushka, I think that's how you say his last name. I'm not really sure. Former kicker of Seattle is now with the Buffalo Bills. They are going to be kicking a field goal to tie this game, it looks like, because he's out there swinging his leg around with his mustache underneath his fucking face mask.
He's out there swinging.
47-yard field goal. Buffalo Bills. Oh, Buffalo fans. Fucking 47-yard field goal. This has got to remind you of something. It's got to remind you of a Super Bowl. I don't think it's the exact yardage, but the kick, it's up. The kick is true. We're going to overtime, folks. We got 5 seconds left, and we are tied. Oh, what a podcast. What a podcast. DP, let me know, who do you think will be a breakout star for the WWE in the 2020? I mean, it could be somebody who is already a star, but it's going to take it to the next level. Or it's somebody who's kind of at the mid-level and is going to make their way up to the main front and center event.
The first two that come to my mind, I'll start with Aleister Black. I mean, they're kind of starting to finally bring him back into the fold and having some actual wrestling matches instead of just standing, you know, sitting in the back waiting for someone to knock on the door. He and Buddy Murphy have been just knocking it out of the park every time they get in the ring together. It's been some great matches. And it feels like, to me, those matches feel like what we got to see in NXT when you watch matches in NXT. That's kind of the way I felt, which is awesome. And these two guys have been bringing that brand of wrestling up to the main roster, which is really cool. Well, okay, I keep saying the main roster. I gotta change that. It's not the main roster anymore. See, they're all the main roster.
And that's a debate for another podcast, because that's the thing. Is that how it is now? And if that's how it is, then does NXT have their own pay-per-view still? And why doesn't Raw and SmackDown, et cetera, et cetera? Where are we moving with that? That's a discussion for a whole other show. Otherwise, this is going to be a pot as 3-hour fucking podcast. We had our first ever 3-hour podcast a few weeks ago. Yeah, it was insane.
I'm sorry. I love those guys, but 3 hours is a long time to be sitting there chatting. Holy shit.
I think it was the one before Thanksgiving, because we all had off the next day. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But other than Aleister Black, one other guy I think is going to be primed for an even bigger year, and that's
Adam Cole, baby! Main roster, do you think the Undisputed Era is coming up?
I think so. I think they're coming somewhere. They got to.
I called it the main roster.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Until you have a pay-per-view every month, you're not main roster.
That's a good point.
They have a pay-per-view every month, don't they? Right? I don't know. I'm not saying that they're not as good or if not better, but if you want to come at me at PC Tony on the Twitter. The tweet tweet. The tweet I'm diddly tweet 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 tweet. Don't ask me. Go ahead. Yeah, I like that though. That's a good song.
Yeah.
Rock
all day long. The only song that would play on my parents' jukebox in the basement when you would hit any button. That's the only record it would pull out. It's Rock and Robin.
there was any button on there?
No, there was about 30 buttons on there, but no matter which one you pressed.
Oh,
the only one that would work.
I thought there was a button. It was a button. You're like, you hit the any, yeah.
Never like the any key.
That was a mistake.
Very good.
All right, my breakout star is that you want me? You want me to do that now? Should I do that?
You do
your. You got your tool bucket back there.
I got a tool bucket.
Home improvement charge. You want a, home improvement disaster story? You got anything for us? Those are always entertaining. I don't want to hear your dad where he put the screwdriver through his hand and he pulled the tendon of the string. I don't want to hear about that. We've all heard that one.
That one's fantastic.
What's the most exciting thing you just... What did you just do? What's the last thing you fixed? You were just working on some stuff?
Well, I put up a whole new computer system here in the room, and I had a...
Oh, yeah, you moved. You moved from the Thunderdome down in the basement.
We're up in the executive suites now. We had to
lighting's a little different. It's warmer, I would imagine.
It's a lot warmer. That was kind of the idea, at least for now, during the winter time. It's warmer up here. I'm using the same desk now, kind of a work podcast area that I like. And, I don't know. It's probably going to stay up here for a while. I don't know if it'll ever go back downstairs, but for now, while the weather is frightful, we're going to be up here in the penthouse executive suites.
Boy, I hope it doesn't snow. It's supposed to snow tomorrow night?
Tonight, I think. I thought it was supposed to snow last night.
So, I didn't shovel the other time.
Me neither. The next day.
I just shoveled around the door, get to the car. That's it.
Yeah, we had a layer and the snow plows plowed it in a little bit, but halfway through the day it was gone. It was nice.
All right, TP, I'm going to call an audible here and we are going to talk about John Morrison back in the WWE. Talked about the Usos coming back. John Morrison, what do you gave me the look there. What's going on, DP? Are you disappointed I called this audible here? Wait, stop the music. All right, folks, I'm going to call an audible here, and we're going to talk about John Morrison. All right, DP, John Morrison, the mayor of Slamtown, is back, and we catch him for one very brief segment. The Miz had a match with Kofi Kingston. He lost. Miz kind of got into it with him afterwards, and Big E, and the crowd was chanting, and Miz went off, and they went backstage a little while later, and the reporter knocked on the door that said The Miz. It was Miz's locker room, and John Morrison answers the door and says, The Miz is done talking tonight. And then he goes back inside and closes the door. So, DP, I ask you, are we going to see the return of The Miz and Morrison taking on the New Day at Royal Rumble? It makes a lot of sense to me. Or could this possibly get dragged out and end up being the match at WrestleMania? Either way, John Morrison is back. Where do you see this playing out as concerned to The Miz angle with the New Day? And what do you think is the peak that is highest in which John Morrison could reach in WWE? Do you think he could eventually be one of the champions on either Raw or SmackDown?
Right.
I don't mean United States or Intercontinental.
Okay.
Now we're so happy to be doing the Dance of Joy. Shout out to Perfect Strangers. Welcome to our talk. Hit it, DP.
Oh, Belgi.
Of course, and don't be ridiculous. He's from Meepos. He's from Meepos.
It'd be too long to drag it out to WrestleMania. I think that'd be a great place to have it, but you got still January, February, March. That's a long way to go. You got 3 pay-per-views in between then, so Royal Rumble would be a great place to have it, and to have Morrison's, you know, comeback match would be perfect. And having Miz and Morrison back together is pretty badass. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I hope they stay together and, you know, at least for a while, you know, because Miz, unfortunately, I was hoping, you know, that when he was having that huge run as a heel, that they would give him a title shot and have him run as the champ for a while, but then they didn't. And now as babyface, it's just not there. So giving him something to do in the tag team division would be great, and have John Morrison come back would be perfect.
I got to think as far as The Miz is concerned, and I really don't know for sure at all about any of this, but having the two very young kids now, he's got the second one, right? Didn't he have a second
kid.
He did.
I would highly doubt that he is in a place in his life where he wants to take on the obligations of what it means for the WWE champion. There's a lot more appearances. There's a lot more time that needs to be spent. You know, he's done all that stuff already. He's still done the movies. He's still doing the TV show. He's given them a lot of stuff. Now is the time where I think he kind of gives them everything he has on television. He's there for the big things, and maybe he has a slightly lighter schedule for the next couple of years until he makes his big last run. I don't see him being in the ring for more than the next. So we're in 2020 now. Thank you, Barbara Wawa. I really don't see him being in the ring come 2026 anymore. Maybe he has a match or two here or there every couple, you know, months for a year or two after that. But 2025, I would be surprised if he was still a regular full-time TV wrestler.
These guys who are getting into the, like you said, the, you know, movies.
He's making money outside of it, right?
Everything else. You're making enough money there and everything. You know, why put yourself through that rigorous schedule full-time? Because it's just, it's crazy. It's too much, you know? Same thing like with when John Cena started doing that stuff. I'm like, you know, he was, you know, he wouldn't have been long for wrestling, you know, 360 days for the year, because it's just so taxing on your body and it's so taxing on a schedule that why not just have, you know, if I was the Miz, I would be doing probably less wrestling than he's doing now just because of that. If you have all this other stuff that you can make your money on, and I'm guessing the show, you know, they could even have that his Miz and Mrs. go longer if it's popular enough. Even after he's done wrestling, still doing that and making money that way too.
All right, folks, sorry about that. I'll come clean. I was talking with Greg and he was maybe going to make an appearance on the show here, and it looked like he was about 15 minutes ago, and now I don't know if it's going to be. That's why I switched the topics, because we have one topic left. It's a little broader, and I think it's still a good topic for last call. But overall, I think we hit a lot of really good things that are going on with Raw and SmackDown and what's going to carry us towards Royal Rumble. And folks, when you go into Royal Rumble and you're watching Raw and SmackDown and even NXT, because you never know who you could see show up in the Rumble, et cetera, or what kind of matches or crossover they're going to have as far as Royal Rumble Sunday goes. But look at it like, how are they going to set these things up into WrestleMania? Because it's always that turning point right there. It's so pivotal. It really does kind of kick you straight down the hill. Here we go. The ball is going to start rolling right now. And this is where we started from. So think about what you want to see at WrestleMania and think about how WWE is going to do that for you as we move into the Royal Rumble.
We started from the Rumble, now we're here? Is that how that goes?
All right, Drake, settle down. All right, this is the church.
Is that the wrong one?
Not for crying out loud. Kenny, save us.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Just when they think they got the answers, I change the questions.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com?
Oh, that's the wrong one. We didn't need that. This is what we wanted.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Folks, you know what? It's 212 episodes. We clean this up post with some edit, but we figured you like it with it in there. So we're not going to – the silence, we're going to leave it in there for you. You know, the little screw-ups, we think you appreciate it more. And plus, we're just getting lazier, you know?
That's probably more
the truth.
But
While we're not as much the inexperienced babbling idiots we used to be for the first 50 or so episodes – we're very much so the experienced babbling drunken idiots as we, you know, move into the solid 200s of our episodes. And I just want to say it's been over 5 years now. September was our 5th year anniversary of the actual DWI podcast. So in our sixth year here in 2020, it's really cool to see what's going on. And yeah, we'll always got your back as far as Raw and SmackDown. We definitely will be having a nice AEW show coming up here as we approach the pay-per-view for them. So check that out. All right, DP, I think it's time for last call. What do you mean? What do I mean? It's last call. DP, it's the last thing we're going to talk about. Every week we go over the same shit.
Never get it.
Like that guy's like, I feel he's like Ric Flair.
I have to announce to you that I will never retire.
You will never retire from asking me that question. All right, DP, last thing we're going to talk about, and we kind of led into it a little bit with talking about the significance of what's happening here as we pivot and hit that crucial point in which the ball gets rolling towards WrestleMania. But let's talk the Rumble specifically. Men, women, who do you think that they should go? Who do you think they could go with? And who do you think they should go with? Men's and women's sides to win each Royal Rumble.
I like the Royal Rumbles nowadays more in the fact that you don't really know who they're going to go with, right? You know, a lot of, you know, back in the day, it was always, you know, you pretty much knew there was going to be one or two guys that won it, and that was about it. And now there's a good handful of people they could pick. I mean, you go with the standard Rollins or Reigns picks, but then you got other guys that you could see end up winning this thing too. And, you know, even a guy like Kevin Owens, or Samoa Joe has a good shot at winning this thing. For me, who I'd like to see, at least for the men's side, I'm talking about, obviously, I would love to see Drew McIntyre win this thing, because he has been, that's another guy, I guess, that you could say is a huge disappointment, because they haven't done anything with him. And
there's a guy who could actually face Brock Lesnar at the Rumble.
That is a guy who could face Brock Lesnar at the Rumble. Yeah, he could be really good.
Which means he's going to lose, and he's going to miss out on being in the Rumble. So is that really a reward for Drew McIntyre? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I get it. Like, Drew McIntyre as well. Like, how do you get him over? Where do you go? At some point, like Baron Corbin, you just have to give these guys a shot. And if it's bad for a month, you drop it. You know, the Raw after the second paper.
Yeah, just move on. You can easily do it. No problem. You know? I've done it before. You know, what's the difference? Yeah. So
there's guys like The Miz and Rey Mysterio, et cetera, that you can drop these titles to that are legit, and you don't put anybody over too soon, and you just give them a little another notch, and that's the end of it. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, especially if you're going to bring these guys back and you're going to have them, you know, you're going to bring them into the fold, and they're these characters who have been, you know, great in other places or, you know, great in NXT. And then you bring them up and you kind of don't do anything with them. Like, what's the point then? Why even have them there? What's the opportunity? They're not getting any opportunity or anything. You got to try and make new characters. So you got to try and make bigger, you know, more stars than just the four or five you might have at the top of the roster. Why not? What's it going to hurt?
I can see Roman winning the Royal Rumble and facing The Fiend for the title. I could see Seth Rollins winning the Royal Rumble with the help of the AOP, and that's how he beats Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. I could see all of that on the men's side. I think on the women's side, what I really want to see and what I really hope happens, and I think they want the singles match at WrestleMania anyway, why not have Ronda Rousey win the Royal Rumble and face Becky Lynch at WrestleMania?
That was my pick for the women's side as well, was why not have Ronda Rousey come back, you know, surprise entrance, win it, and her and Becky Lynch can have their singles match at WrestleMania. Because it's hard to pick another one that's going to win it. I mean, Asuka's getting her title match at the Royal Rumble against Becky, so she's not going to be the one that's going to win it. I don't see Charlotte making that happen.
She doesn't need it.
Right. And we don't need to see Charlotte and Becky at WrestleMania. We really don't, you know. So who else do you give it to? Do you, you know, someone like Alexa Bliss come back and win it? Otherwise, like, you could go a surprise and say, you know, somebody like Ember Moon comes out and wins it. And, you know, they start to establish her character a little more than they've done. But otherwise, there's really, unless you're going to go Sasha Banks and have her finally, you know, make another push at the main title run.
I think that's someone that you could, because you could end up having Sasha versus Bayley. She chooses face Bayley. That'd be really interesting. So that I see. That's the other side for me. Those are one of the two things. I'd pick one or the other if they ever went with that kind of
Because think about the relationship they've had, and they're back, and Sasha always turns, and then she gets the title shot, you know, then she wins it, and then you have the whole who's she going to pick thing, and you can run with all that.
Yeah, yeah, you could play it up for but a while.
I still think Rousey's the, you know, the just knock, you knock it out of the park, easy pick right there.
That's the easy pick, yeah, most definitely. Sasha maybe number
plus two. It gets the most press. It gets you the most press the next day. Ronda Rousey wins Royal Rumble is all over media.
Right.
It's the Monday after the Sunday in between the conference championship games and the Super Bowl, by which, as we still podcast, folks, we are watching live the Texans and Bills, and they are in the overtime. I sound like, oh, and he passes to the man, and boom goes the dynamite. That's how I sound right there. Oh, my goodness. They're in overtime. I'm drinking. We're podcasting. It's DWI Podcast. Follow us at Podcast DWI on the Twitter. Check out thechairshot.com. And the Texans have the ball inside their own 20, driving with just under 9 minutes left in overtime. The overtime, by the way. The overtime. Next score wins, DP. And I don't know. We'll see how long this podcast goes. We're getting close to the end.
True.
I really would just like to see a surprise on the men's side, to be honest with you. I don't want to see one of the aforementioned Reigns or Rollins win. I would love to see a Joe win. I would love to see, man.
So here, why can't you have an NXT guy win it? Why can't you have Adam Cole come out and win it and then have to declare?
Keith Lee would be a huge guy to win there for me.
Yeah.
Keith Lee versus Brock Lesnar. How about Cain Velasquez winning the Royal Rumble and then going on to face Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania? Do you think they would want that? Because technically, they could say, technically, he could be like, well, it's 1-1. You beat me in the ring. I beat you in the octagon.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been training in the ring now. I think we're ready. Here we go, WrestleMania. That could actually happen,
too. We talked about that a little bit after their match and saying, like, they could have, you know, maybe he doesn't. Maybe Cain Velasquez costs him the title and they have some kind of just a regular kind of gimmick match at WrestleMania one-on-one, not for the title or anything. It's a possibility, but I don't know who the hell is going to beat Brock Lesnar unless they have Cain Velasquez cost him the match, I guess. You could have anybody really beat him.
What about, oh man, I don't even know. What if they did something like this?
It's as simple as this. Just when they think they got the answers, I change the culture.
Let's close it out real quick here. Just thoughts. I mean, once again, we've talked a lot about tonight what you think you're going to see and what you want to see, right? And not always what you want to see produces the feeling that you are looking for, right? Sometimes you get what you don't want, but you get what you think you're going to get, and it turns out way better because they put a little twist on it. What are the odds we see CM Punk in 2020, DB? If we do, what would you like to see, and what do you think you would get?
I think we would get the same CM Punk we had before. If I would like to see it, I wouldn't like to see it back at the Rumble.
As far as booking, yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, first of all, yes or no, do we see him wrestle a match in WWE ring in 2020? Yes or no?
I have to say yes because he's been on WWE television.
I'll say no just to be a contrarian.
I'll say if we don't see him in 2020, we will never see him wrestle.
All right. Well, oh, man. All right. I'll change it. We'll see him then. Fuck it. We both, with the DWI podcast, we'll see CM Punk wrestle a wrestling match in WWE in 2020. Breaking news, motherfuckers. Okay.
I would love it if he. Well, hold on. Shit.
Hold on. We're going to do it like this. Second question. What do you think we would see from WWE if CM Punk does indeed wrestle a match in 2020? Not what you want to see, what do you think we would see?
As far as who he would wrestle?
Yeah, because honestly, the thing where he put up the card thing, the early plans for WrestleMania 30 showed him against Triple H. And then the thoughts are like, that could be a big money match. That could be Triple H's match at WrestleMania. You know, Punk wrestles Hunter to come back into the company or something. They could pull some storyline there. I mean, there was bad blood between the McMahons and CM Punk with the thing that's been going on. If he indeed is going to come back, why not play from real life? That's what they've done, all the McMahons and CM Punk, pretty much where they've had their success. So why not jump back in like that? I think CM Punk versus Triple H makes a lot of money at WrestleMania. That's what I think WWE would do. I think if you're going to ever see him, it would start at WrestleMania. And it's so like, what do you think WWE would do?
It seems like that would be the way to start it too. And that's usually the way they bring characters back. You know, you talk about a lot of those family feuds or, you know, just bad blood matches that they bring back when, like, the whole Edge and Matt Hardy and Lita thing, you know, they were going to fire the guys or they were going to, you know, suspend them or whatever. And it was like, wait a minute, why? We can make a ton of money on this. And, you know, let's have a match and actually bring it into, you know, bring real life into the actual storyline. Like you said, that's where a lot of these are great stories, when they actually do that, because there's actually some emotion involved. So that would be, that makes the most sense to me, is if they're going to bring them back in a way that, you know, brings this, the kind of the feud and the issue to light, and to say, okay, now we squashed it, it's over, we're moving on, we're doing something else.
What would you like to see them do with CM Punk? What would you like to see CM Punk come back and do? I mean, we're never going to get, let's just make one concession. We're never going to get a full-time CM Punk. We're probably not even going to get, like, even consistently 2 to 3 Raw or SmackDowns in between pay-per-views, like a consistent on-air character. We're probably going to get, like, a CM Punk that shows up for 2 to 3 out of the big 4 pay-per-views, right? Or the big 5. If you want to put Money in the Bank, he could maybe win that again. That'd be really cool. But, like, where he's used twice a year for 3-month spurts, you know, right into WrestleMania and then another part of the year. And then he's still on WWE backstage. So once a month, I think, is what they're doing with him right now. So let's make those concessions. I would love to see him. Obviously, we talk about WrestleMania. I would love to see him beat Brock Lesnar and say, and Paul Heyman, you have to go away for 1 year or something like that. And then Paul Heyman can come back in anticipation in a year and bring somebody else along, and Brock, you know, or whatever, you know, something like that. I would love to see him beat Brock Lesnar and have a little run to start here. He could kind of do the summer thing all the way to his initial thing to SummerSlam, take a break, come back the next WrestleMania season. So that's what I would like to see him do. I would love to see for the next 2 to 3 years, him get half a dozen title matches and against the people you want to see him wrestle. And then another half a dozen programs outside of that to boost pay-per-views that aren't the major four. So whereas you have a title match, but you also have a match with CM Punk against a rival.
I would love to see him and AJ Styles.
Go ahead and do that. Think of the number of guys you could see him have a program with.
Right.
That you've never seen him have a program with in WWE, or never even seen him have a program with.
And I would think, you know, when he comes back, he's going to go to Raw, not SmackDown. So, you know, take that into account as well. You know, him versus AJ Styles, I think a good 2-month or 3-month feud between those guys would be fantastic, whether it's for the title or not. But I think you could make some really good cases with that, especially both those guys being, you know, indie guys, I guess, if you still want to call them that. You could play on that, you know, all that stuff they did, you know, over there. Him and Andrade, I think, could have an amazing feud. That would be kind of fun to see. You know, him and Kevin Owens, would love to see that. I think we've gotten him and Randy Orton already. I'd be fine without there. Him and Seth Rollins as well would be phenomenal. I think if you saw, you know, if Seth Rollins ends up winning the title, CM Punk come in over the summer, you know, after right after WrestleMania, you know, if he showed up the day after WrestleMania to challenge Rollins for the title, could just kick off a huge summer feud that would be just badass to see. That would be something I would love to watch over the summer.
Well, DP, I think that's a good spot to end the show right there. What we would like to see, what we think we're going to see, et cetera, et cetera, from WWE in a multitude of different ways as we move into 2020. We brought up a lot of things that are going to happen and our predictions on what those things could happen and things that could happen and our predictions on how those things could possibly unfold. So my name's PC Tunney. You can follow me on the Twitter at PC Tunney. You can check this show out at Podcast DWI. That guy over there is DPP.
You can find me all over the worldwide interwebs at It's Me, DPP, and you can follow at facebook.com/DWI podcasts as well for the DWI podcast.
And on Instagram?
And on Instagram as at It's Me, DPP as well for those Bruce City Wrestling events.
Man, I say this all the time, and I was tweeting back and forth a little bit with Max Holiday. We got to have him back on and Aesop. We got to get Aesop back involved as well. So that'll be our... Oh, I don't even do these, but the show, I guess the show does it. As the Texans are set up to kick a game-winning field goal, which they're probably going to make it. It looks like it's inside a 30-yard field goal. Buffalo uses a timeout. So this game could very well end in sync with this podcast. Wow, how much synergy is that, DP? But yeah, we got to get Holiday and Aesop back on, and maybe we get that long-awaited Frankie DeFalco interview. Who knows? But check out Bruce City Wrestling. Bruce City Wrestling, the number one. That's BruceCityWrestling1.com. Their big show is next Friday, Rise to Honor 16. So definitely check that out. I'm sure tickets are available. I bet you ringside sold out. A lot of big names. Check it out, BruceCityWrestling1.com. Go to thechairshot.com. Head over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Oh, DP. Feels good. Episode 212. That was nice, I think.
Feels good. I think we hit a lot of topics.
Yeah, we get a lot of important topics. I think we got a great analysis. 28-yard field goal attempt, Houston Texans. Moving on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs with a victory in the overtime over the Buffalo Bills after trailing this game 16-0. BT Dubs.
At halftime, that was crazy. What a comeback.
And by the way, folks, and by the way, you've been listening to another edition of the podcast known SDWI.
And on my way, the field goal is good.
They were up 16-0. I picked them. Fuck that. That's crap on a stick. I didn't wager.
I took the under and
nothing. No one cares. The music's up now. Bro.